Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.
We need to stand united, undivided, we shall never fall. Remember all, we need to trust in and then forever call on our brothers and our sisters. And are you and I aware? You and I both know that we can rely on it. The time is prime, planets aligned, ain't no mistaking. For union resurrection, the anger has awakened. Has awakened. The sleeping giant, come on, yeah, we can do it. We need to revive, re-amp, and re-up the labor movement. Anything in life.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Interesting story in Cincinnati this morning. I shouldn't say interesting. I should say fatal. I should say a catastrophe. A construction worker lost his life this morning when the bridge that they were going to take down that went over top of I-75 there in Cincinnati, before they had a chance to demolish it, it collapsed. And killing this construction worker and, you know, a bunch of injuries with the truck drove right into the highway. So it's not bad enough that I got to worry about driving over a bridge collapsing. I've now got to worry about the ones I drive under. Not good stuff. And I'm hoping in the State of the Union address, the president begins, we'll talk about, you know, we really should, as a matter of, oh, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, be reinvesting in our infrastructure, be taking down these bridges that were built during the New Deal, and, you know, they've served their time. It's time to reinvest. It's time to upgrade, if you will. Just seems like common sense to me. And here to talk a little bit about maybe what the president's going to say and what we should be doing tomorrow, I've asked Ed Witkin. He's the president of the Transportation Trades Department over at the AFL-CIO. Ed, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, anytime. Appreciate you having me on.
So, you know, I look at this situation. I mean, how many of these bridges, how many of these things are going to collapse? How many infrastructural failures do we have before, as a nation, we collectively say, fix the damn stuff?
Well, look, the Cincinnati story, as you said, is just sort of the tip of the iceberg. We've been talking about this for a long time. We have probably an order of 60, 65, possibly 70,000 bridges around the country that need either total replacement or, at a minimum, major refurbishment kind of work that fortifies them and makes sure they don't fall down. Because, you know, unfortunately, bridges are falling down on a more regular basis. If you Google the question, you will be alarmed by the results. Just not all the bridges get the attention that the one that Cincinnati did, just because some of them are small, obscure, perhaps rolled-down bridges that just don't get the attention that a major city does. But, it's a serious problem. And when you've got brain-dead politics taking hold in Washington like it has now, really for the better part of this generation, where we've just stopped investing, this is what you get. And, you know, the same people that complain about overspending in Washington and pork barrel legislation are the first ones that will run to a photo op to talk about how awful it is that the bridge fell in their district. What they won't tell you is that there's a good chance that politician refused to support or even voted against an attempt to try to deal with these problems. So that's our problem. We've got disconnected voters who are, you know, susceptible to sound bites and, you know, when they know the truth, then they know who to blame.
Yeah, I often wonder, you know, if we had this political dynamic back during the Truman years, would I still be living in a house where we're lighting candles at night because the power lines don't come into my house? Because it was government investment that said, you know what, every house in the country is going to have electricity. I don't know that we can do those big things again.
Well, it doesn't seem like we can unless there's a major game-changing moment that occurs either in a watershed election or just some common sense sets in with more politicians than we have now. I think, you know, we've seen a glimpse of it recently. The president obviously has been talking a lot about the issue, but through his press secretary in the White House, he said the White House is open-minded possibly by even doing a gas tax. Federal gas tax increase, which hasn't been increased since 1993. You now have some Republicans talking about it, including some leaders that chair major committees of the U.S. Senate talking about it. So there seems to be a little bit of thaw, because fairy dust isn't going to get this done, and neither are speeches by people like me at a podium. What's going to get this done is money. And the only way to really raise that kind of money quickly enough is to take a stagnant, frozen fuel tax that hasn't been raised in over 20 years and raise it 10, 15, 20, 25 cents. And what a time to do it, right? We have historically low gas prices now. And now if you told the American public this is what you get for it, they might support it.